الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to Islamic Faith and Focus class. I am your host, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. So let's just get right into our lesson for today. For many of you, this is not your first time being in my class about some of the basic information about Islam, what Islam is, and what it is and what it is not. You've been with me for a lot of years. And for those who are new, no problem. Some of the topics I'm going to touch on do not require you to have previous knowledge about Islam or attend any of my previous classes. I'm going to make this as basic as possible about what Islam is and what it is not. I know others may confuse you about what Islam is and what Islam is not. But from me, you're going to get the facts about our faith, and that's it. You do what you want with it. I'm not here to tell you what to do and what not to do. I'm only here to present to you about what Islam is and what Islam is not, and let you utilize your own intelligence to decide if it's true or not true. You want to embrace it, not want to embrace it, or what others are telling you about Islam is more true than what I'm telling you. That's totally your choice. I'm just presenting to you some basic understanding about the Islamic faith. So let's get started. It's going to be a very short class today. It was said by Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, and he mentioned about invoking anything other than Allah. Allah basically just means is A-L-L-A-H, is the one that created all that we see and all that we don't see. So when I say Allah, that's what I'm talking about, the creator of, he creates everything, and no one's created of him, and that he does not have a son, a daughter, brother, anything like that. He stands alone and sits alone on the throne of authority. He creates everything. Nothing creates him. But let me move on. And it said invoking anything other than Allah. In summary, I'm going to talk about the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. He taught that those who die while invoking anything other than Allah as a rival unto Allah will enter hell. And I talked about hell on some of my previous episodes. You can always go and listen to them. And those who die without invoking anything as a rival to Allah will enter paradise. And I talk about in some of my previous episodes about some of the general information about paradise. So in this particular Hadith is basically the path, the way of what Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, what he said, sometimes what he did or did not do, or what he accepted and did not accept. So we consider that to be something that is from him, following his tariq, his path. So let me get into it. It was narrated by Abdullah, one of the Prophet's companions. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said one statement, and I said another. The Prophet said, may peace and blessings be upon him, whoever dies while still invoking anything other than Allah as a rival to Allah will enter hell or enter the fire. And I talked about the nar or fire before pertaining to hell. And I said, whoever dies without invoking anything as a rival to Allah will enter paradise. And so a quick lesson of concerning this is to believe in one God only and do not associate any partners with him. Live your life according to his teachings. Invoke nothing else besides him or no one else besides him when you die. So let me move on. Accept accountability for your actions after death. So let me further give an explanation of what I read, of all that I've read so far. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, taught that when we die, our fate is determined by what we believe in life, or what we believed in life. If we believed in something other than Allah and invoke it as a rival to Allah, then we will be sent to hell. On the other hand, if we did not invoke anything else besides Allah, or anyone else besides Allah, invoking a meaning that he's the one that we worship, or if we want to be guided by such and such instead of Allah. Well, if you don't do that, then you will be granted into paradise. This hadith emphasizes the importance of believing in one God and not associating any partners with him. It also teaches us that our actions have consequences after death, and that it is important for us to live our lives according to his teachings so that he may grant us entry into paradise on a day of judgment. So, my beautiful students, if we don't invoke, that we don't say such and such has power, and that we depend on such and such and don't depend only depend on Allah, we go to paradise. But if we invoke such and such, and that such and such is going to help us, then we may end up in the hellfire. So we don't want to end up in the hellfire. We want to end up in paradise, because you're going to be there forever. There's no death in the fire, and there's no death in paradise. So we want to do our best to please Allah and to worship Allah and invoke Allah, and that Allah is the one that sits on the throne of authority. No matter what others say, they may try to convince you that God does not exist, Allah does not exist, and then you should worship this person or that person or this tree or that tree. A matter of fact, I was reading something where there's some people, because now AI, artificial intelligence is trending. It's a real big deal amongst a lot of people, and for some, AI has its place. Social media has its place. But we have to tread lightly and be very careful, because you have one individual where he has people believing that we should worship AI. And whatever reasons he came up that we should worship AI, artificial, as it says that in the ASCA, intelligence, that we should worship AI, and meaning not worship Allah. We're invoking something other than Allah. So we have to be very, very careful, my beautiful students, about this kind of thing. Some people may even use, for example, AI as confess their sins. I've done this, I've done that, and then AI may respond to you say this or that concerning what you've done or what you could admitted to them, and I haven't listened to it. It may say, okay, you are absolved of your sins. You are forgiven. And so it may say this. So we have to be very, very careful about this, about not being misguided by artificial intelligence, and that we rely on the law and invoking artificial intelligence or being guided by artificial intelligence when it comes to something that is religious or spiritual. Be very, very careful pertaining to that. The old-fashioned way is the very best way, meaning worshiping Allah. Allah says in Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ جِنْ وَإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. He didn't create men and jinn except Allah to worship him. And that's what he said. He didn't worship this or that or AI or anything like that. He said to worship him. That's why he created us. From Adam all the way down to the last man or woman or end woman, and that we're supposed to worship Allah and not invoke anything or set up anything partners with Allah. I know the thing is you say, oh, we don't believe. That's up to you. I'm just telling you what Islam says, and for you to decide if you're going to follow Islam or you're not going to follow Islam. Or finding some of the guidance of Islam to the best of your ability. You can do your research, everything that I'm talking about. And other scholars can tell you the same thing I'm telling you pertaining to what you should worship and what you should not worship. And so, my beautiful students, please, I beg of you, do not invoke or associate anything and partners with the Creator of us. You have been listening to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, your host, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.